Okay. With us, as usual at this time of the day on Mondays, is from Oregon Catalyst, Dan Lucas. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Bill.
Well, you wrote an article that made it to the local newspaper again. I assume it'll be on Oregon Catalyst soon. And it's entitled, An Appreciation of Law Enforcement. Well, that always catches my eye. So what are we talking about?
So I think you remember I wrote an article several weeks ago about how especially the media was dogpiling on Ferguson, on the incident in Ferguson, without even having the facts.
Yeah.
And they were all assuming, you know, all the way up to our former attorney, U.S. Attorney General, that the police officer acted improperly. And that was before. They still don't know. And these people were rushing to judgment. And so that bothered me. So I wrote that article. And then in the follow-up to that, I was following some police-related social media and just reading the different posts that they do on a regular basis. And it reminded me of some things I'd seen over the years of a lot of the hidden costs that police officers pay and that their families pay, including how sometimes there's, you know, maybe a higher than normal incidence of suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to write about just the little glimpses I've had into what they face. And I think it's more, you know, most people kind of understand that it's a dangerous job.
Yeah.
But I don't think they understand all of the stresses that are on police officers. So I just, you know, from my limited perspective, I wanted to write about that.
It's interesting that you wrote this because I've recently, as candidate Bill, I received an endorsement from the Oregon State Police Officers Association, and I posted that and made that, you know, on social media and talked about how proud I was because I love our cops, and I was immediately hammered with evil police, evil police, evil police. They're all out to, you know, the militarization of the police and blah 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 blah. And what you said is in this article is, no, you know what? We need to thank them.
Yeah, I don't understand that perspective. And I think I saw a comment or somewhere, I think even on the local paper said, you know, certainly, you know, police officers are no different than any other group of people. There's some bad apples. But as a whole,
yeah,
the work that they do and the risks that they take and the price that they pay on our behalf is staggering.
I actually had somebody, when I used that argument, I said, you know, every day they kiss their wife or their husband goodbye, and that might be the last time. I've had people say,
yeah, so does the guy who works on the high-rise construction project.
Yeah, except, you know, the beams don't attack them.
Yeah. I mean, I know that it seems like over the last 20 years maybe or something, we're seeing more and more stories of police doing this or that is not right, but isn't that just society in general? We see more and more people that are just doing kind of bad things.
Yeah, and also you never know, you know, am I hearing the whole story here?
Yeah,
or am
yeah.
I hearing a very slanted perspective? So anyway, part of what I wrote about was a couple of personal experiences I've had over the years. And the first one I write about was several years ago up in the Beaverton area, one of my daughters, her car broke down. And it was right in front of this convenience store. And it's a convenience store. We had driven past hundreds and hundreds of times. It's on one of the main, you know, streets there in Beaverton that we always took. And we had to sit and wait for a while for a tow truck. And it was a little scary. You know, it's a place I drove by so many times and never gave it a thought. But I watched these people coming in and out of there, and some of them, I swear, crawled out from underneath a rock. And, you know, they went in and bought their, you know, quart of malt liquor or whatever, And they would look over at us, and it reminded me of one time when we lived in Beaverton. I was out late at night watering the yard, you know, in August or something, and these two dogs came down the street. And the way they looked at me like, if you were any smaller, we'd eat you.
Uh-huh.
And I realized, those aren't dogs. Those are coyotes.
Oh.
And that's the way these people were looking at us at this convenience store, like, I wonder, you know, can we rob you or whatever? So it just, and I realized, how do they go into this parallel universe? I drive by here all the time, and I've never seen this. And then I had similar experiences when I did grand jury duty back in June. And we would hear about all these places in Kaiser and Salem, and I know that place. And then we'd hear what happened there, and it's like, ugh. And so now every time I drive past that place, it's colored by my knowledge of, ooh, this happened there. And then it was later after that I realized, wow, what a wuss. I did this for 2 weeks, and all I had to do is hear about it. And,
yeah.
And for a police officer, that's one day. That's one shift for them. And they have to see all these things. And what we heard about one police officer who had, not during our time, but at another time, had to respond to, I don't remember if it was a murder or what it was, but it was a dead child.
Mm.
And the child was the same age as their child.
Yeah.
And then, so how do you see that at work?
And go home.
And go home and be around your kids and be normal.
Yep.
And you're around people you can't talk about these things with because people
no.
just don't want to hear it. And as I wrote about that, it's got to be very isolating. Or you go to a scene of a car accident and you see, you know, like that, I think the Curry County Sheriff wrote about, that police officers have to see bodies in conditions that no person should have to. And then you have to go back and coach Little League.
Yeah.
And you know, that's got to be extremely stressful, extremely isolating.
And by the way,
one of the hidden costs they pay.
Yeah, I was going to say hidden costs. The line you wrote here, and then there are the media and all of the armchair quarterbacks to second guess everything they do.
Exactly, without knowing the facts.
Again, Dan Lucas, he's the editor at Oregon Catalyst, and also dan-lucas.com. This article was in the local newspaper Sunday, I believe it was.
Yep.
And I'm with you. You wrote, I'm so grateful for all the men and women who put on the uniform every day and for all of their sacrifices they make on our behalf. Absolutely. Absolutely. I will stand by. And this is why I got in trouble, Dan, is because I made this statement. So here I go. I'll just do it again because I'll bet you'll agree. I will stand by the cops every time. I'll take their word first every time.
Me too.
Because
look
of what you just said. Yeah.
Look what they do for us. I mean, besides putting their life in danger, they go look at all this ugliness and deal with that, and their families deal with that, so you and I don't have to.
Yeah. When I was with the Oregon State Police officers recently, they told me, I think they said the average age of them dying, even if they retired and safely retired, is 68.
Wow.
You can't live that kind of life. And be normal.
It's so stressful.
Yeah.
No, and when Rachel and I still lived up in the Beaverton area, we did their Citizens Police Academy, which I would recommend to anybody. I know Salem does it, and possibly even Marion County. But as a part of that, we got to do a ride along for a shift. And the very first call we went on, the police officer was a real nice neighborhood we pulled into, and it was a domestic disturbance call. And I know those can be very dangerous. And so he was driving what I thought was kind of squirrely, going down the street and kind of pulling in and out of things. And finally we parked in a weird place. And I looked over at him, and he must have, you know, guessed what I was thinking. He said, oh, I just want to make sure that the guy doesn't have a clear shot at me when I get out of the car in case he's got a gun. And I thought, wow, I don't have to think about that at my job.
No. No.
And that was the first call.
Wow. And, you know, I did the same. I did a ride-along. And, you know, I've every single officer I've ever talked to, ever, state, county, local, whatever it is, I say, can I guess? What is the one call that you hate? And I don't know what the code is. You know, whatever the code number is, 9944 or whatever it is. But it's domestic disturbance.
Yep.
Because that's the one they never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, and the other thing I noticed was, you know, at one point in the shift they had a break, and he had a partner that was, you know, in a different car, but they were always in radio contact. And any time they pulled somebody over, the other guy would pull up and, you know, provide backup. And so this other guy met us for coffee at this little Starbucks, and as we're leaving, he looked at me and he goes, you know, there's a guy that was killed here, right? And I said, no. He goes, yeah. He said, this was a while back. A guy went in the bathroom. It was a fairly new Starbucks. A guy went in the bathroom and shot himself.
Mm.
And that's, you know, every place they go by, they know something about like that.
That we would never know, yeah.
Right. And it just colors your world. I mean, you know, we get to go to a park and they, oh, this is really nice. And they think, yeah, well, I had four drug busts here and there was a, you know, child molester we arrested. And every place they go, they carry that with them.
Hmm. I could not agree with you more. The article is called An Appreciation of Law Enforcement. Will it be at Catalyst or just at your website or what?
Yeah, it'll be on Catalyst tomorrow.
Okay, so OregonCatalyst.com, or if you go now to Dan-Lucas.com, or if you dare, go to the local newspaper and read it there. I'm not going to instruct anybody to go there. Dan, thank you, because you've said what I feel, and I appreciate that.
Very good. Thank you, Bill.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
There you go, Dan Lucas.